Publishing the Visions. In 1849, when James White began to publish Present Truth, the reading audience was limited to those who had been in the first and second angels' messages. It was this same group he addressed in 1850 in the five numbers of the Advent Review. To a large degree, it was this same group that he hoped to reach through the Second Advent Review and Sabbath Herald. The marked change now appearing in the attitudes of the general public presented a challenge in setting forth truths that would win, and not be cut off through prejudice. James White cautiously refrained from publishing the visions in the 13 issues of Volume 1 of the Combined Journal issued at Paris, Maine. Nor did he make direct reference to the special experience of Ellen White. In the issue of April 21, 1851, he did introduce an article he titled The Gifts of the Gospel Church. He defended the proposition of the gift of prophecy in the church, but he did not mention Ellen White. By mid-June 1851, the growing number of church members were calling for the visions in published form. This led him to plan for the issuance of extras of the review just for the believers. He explained this in the first, and only, issue of an extra. It carried the date of July 21, 1851, and was published between Volume 1 of the Review, which closed with the June 9 issue, and Volume 2, which opened August 5. It took longer to get out the extra than was first expected. The printing was done at Saratoga Springs. On July 21, the date carried by the yet unprinted extra, Ellen White mentioned the pamphlet in a letter to friends in Michigan. The visions trouble many. They know not what to make of them. If you desire it, I can write it off for you. As it was coming out so soon in the pamphlet, I thought that you would not wish me to write them all off for you. We now think that you can have the book in about 4 weeks. Elder White promised that it would contain 64 pages, 4 printing forms, and that 2,000 copies would be printed, at a cost of $5 per 100. As they were publishing the extra, they decided to turn to a pamphlet or book as a means of making the visions available in permanent form. To begin with, they could use the same type already set for the extra, and a little book would be more serviceable than the periodical.